Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
What were the things that you listed again?
No shoes. Inner layers. Coat, waterproof, goggles.
All right.
Also, technically speaking, should get half off on one set of goggles.
Unfortunately, Sick of Snow does not see it that way.
Do not need goggles, only need the goggle.
You know what? Actually, no. Sick of Snow nods and says, of course. He takes the pair of goggles and with a set of scissors, he snips them in half, completely ruining the goggles. One goggle.
But Teapot could make that work. Teapot could fashion that.
Okay. Okay. You'll be 5 days into a 10-day trip when you find that one. All right.
Right. Okay. So.
The coat is 5 gold on its own.
5 gold each. Oh, crikey. Okay, so 5 gold.
Snowshoes are also 5 gold per person.
Also 5.
And then it was goggles. They are 1 gold per person. This is the other way around. Sorry, they're 4 gold per person. And then it was the goggles are 4 gold. They're a very specific item.
We need them.
And then, what was it? The last one is warm weather. It's just warm, more
inner
warm
layers.
Clothes. Yeah. That is 1 gold.
1 gold.
Yeah, because it's just furs.
There's like a group discount. Just saying. No. You could ask for group discount.
There's also no sled in there.
There is no sled in there. Or a baby Bjorn. Right. Okay. Teapot.
Just very quickly, you distantly get the feeling that Hot Lungs is vomiting. You don't know how you know, you just know. Right at this moment, there is puke coming out of his mouth.
Just with the nausea in your stomach about the gold.
Teapot is honestly like, we are behind schedule on that. Right, okay. So here are things that are quality that are important for reasons. Maybe we do the waterproofing coats here. End sentence.
Sick of Snow burps very loudly, uh-huh. and then starts taking everything off except the coats, which he leaves behind.
I'm not paying for the broken goggles.
That's fair.
He cut them before I paid for them.
He hangs them back up as if they were fine.
Right. Okay. Great. Okay. So I am now.
Someone else will need goggles. Goggles.
Yeah.
I'm at what, like 11?
You're not
gold?
The only one-eyed creature.
Yeah, monocles.
They've got an infinite shelf life. Right. He's just talking to himself.
Okay, so left with what, 11 gold? Right? Is that mathing, right?
Is that, I think so, yeah.
Right. Teapot is going to take coats and now go to shit place, general store, to see if we can acquire less quality things from there.
Okay. You get to the general store.
Right.
In the general store, it is run by it looks like a dwarf, but actually, no, I'm wrong, sorry. It doesn't look like a dwarf. It looks like a ball of hair. It's shaped like a dwarf, but imagine if the beard came fully out of his face. He has braided his hair in such a way so that he can see and smell and speak and stuff like that, but he is covered in hair the same length as his beard.
Your conditioning costs must be outrageous.
Conditioner?
Good point. Okay. I am needing things from you. 3 pair snowshoes. How much?
Snowshoes. Snowshoes for 3. 5 silver each.
God. The economy here is so fucked. Okay. 5 silver each. Are they made of, like, what? Sugar candy?
Made of wood. Metal. He gestures at you.
Morgan and Adam are just nodding at each other.
I tell you this. Wood and metal seems what they meant to be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that seems correct. Now, okay, here's the question. I just saw the quality snowshoe, and now I'm looking at... I'm talking to you, Adam. I know I'm talking in character.
Oh, okay, sure.
But Morgan just saw the quality snowshoe, and now she is probably, you know, Teapot, they are looking at not quality snowshoe. What are we looking at difference-wise here?
So, imagine the quality snowshoes looked... the base is pretty similar. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bit like a... What do you call it? A tennis racket. A little bit like a tennis racket. Mm-hmm. Then there is the boot that is attached to the tennis racket-like device.
Okay.
The quality ones... had the boot came in 2 parts. It had an inner laying of fur, and it was on like a ratchet, making it very easily adjustable. These snowshoes adjust the racket part and some straps.
Okay. Normally, Teapot is thinking like a 4 big creature who like weighs a ton. Quality snowshoe, important. Right.
Sure,
because
yeah.
they weigh a lot and they need more quality snowing shoes weight distribution.
Are you thinking about not taking snowshoes?
No.
Teapot
is going to
fun.
Take the 5 silver snow because it's 5 silver. Stupid if not taking, right?
Sure.
That's so cheap as to be embarrassing, frankly. So.
Insulting this poor dwarf. He's just doing an honest liver.
This could be internal, but it's probably external.
This poor dwarf. He thinks he's doing a good deal.
So, going to take a snowshoe. Right.
From his liver.
But, going to take a snowshoe. 15 silver each. Okay. And then, but my point on the snowshoe is that we are all very light creatures. Potentially not so light the hedgehog has not weighed. But the kobolds, we are light. We are not very heavy. So we will not have much. Right, okay. So inner monologuing should stay inner monologuing is lesson that the Teapot is learning very quickly here. In any case, would also need goggles.
Goggles. He comes back with 3 sets of goggles, which you can tell immediately they are not the same quality as the previous ones. The previous ones were 3 sets of goggles. They had it was a glass. This is an incredibly rare thing, but they would have been treated with a reflective material so that you can see through them, but they reflect light. These goggles are just like. It's like a cloth that you wrap over your face, and it just has a very thin slit that you can see through.
Perfect.
Just saying specifically, in like actual, like Inuit cultures, that's like the visor with the slit in them is like a very effective goggle.
Yeah.
So
these will still work. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
They just won't work as well as the previous ones.
Yeah. Well, the other ones were stupid expensive. So, like, we're getting what we're getting here. Okay, so I'm so glad that we're doing cleaning and the layout right because, Jesus, God is expensive in this town. 10 gold! 10 gold for God! 10 gold for God each?
10.
When Fark, okay.
Right, you're right. Slowly getting the impression that he knows the words for objects, but doesn't speak common.
Right. Also, Teapot talks very fast.
Sure, yeah.
And, like, this is all just a wash to him. Okay. So, how much is goggles?
2 copper.
You should get several. Just saying. Yeah. You should get, like, yeah. a
backup pair. So, yes, actually, backup yes. Teapot will get many of those. They will get at least, let's do 5 goggles, shit goggles each.
5.
Right. So
he takes out 5
per person. So
per person.
So 5 and then another 5 and then another 5.
Ah, he points at you. 5. He points at nothing beside you. 5. 5. And then does it again. 5. Right.
Right.
He takes out 15 total.
Right. Okay. Great. Okay.
So 3 silver.
Right.
So cheap.
Right.
Very cheap.
In comparison, bonkers difference pricing. Like the price gouging that is happening at the other place federally should be illegal.
Mm.
Right.
He puts a hand on his chest. Grog. He gestures at you. No. He puts a hand on his chest again. Grog. Oh. He collects a teapot and sets it down in front of you.
No.
1 silver.
No. Don't want.
1 silver.
No.
It's a good deal.
He takes it away. You're fine for now. How long?
Okay. I want to be. Does the outside need cleaning as well?
No, you don't need to clean the outside.
That's a pity. If I was to start cleaning the outside, is that fine?
You can if you want, but you're wasting your time.
So that's not going to count?
No, Titus explains.
Would they mention it? Because I want to be somewhere a bit cold.
Yeah. Titus isn't trying to cheat
you. I need a breeze right now.
Titus isn't trying to cheat you. But if you try to clean the outside, he lets you know.
Need cold. Too many treats.
The other items, what else did you have? It was the snow goggles and then...
It was inner layers. Now, let me ask you a question here. I need additional inner layers from all the stuff that I stole. Question mark, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All the shit that I stole, I need additional inner layers.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, inner layer
was super cheap at other places, probably very fart in here. So I will take inner layers from here as well.
Inner layers.
Right. Like a Henley.
8 copper. 3?
I mean, how shit are they? Are they like H&M quality where you can see through them?
No, well, he takes out just, when I say furs, I don't mean he takes out shirts and pants.
Right.
He takes out like a fox pelt. He takes out like a wolf pelt. It's literally just you are wrapping yourself in furs.
Right. Okay.
Do not get a hedgehog.
Please. Teapot is an asshole, but... not a monster.
Four of your finest hedgehog pelts.
He might have, some of them might be like leather, very poor quality leather. Like you could see the face of the cow, leather vests
right,
and that sort of
okay.
stuff.
Okay. With like a little bit of trauma with your heating. I get you. Okay. So Teapot is, it's going to be cold as fuck. So I'm not particularly worried about like, oh, it's going to smell real bad because it's not really going to be like hot and sweaty. Mm. So Teapot will acquire additional inner layers so that we can check off this nightmare fucking shopping center situation.
8 copper each.
Right, okay. I'm not doing any of the fucking math here, Adam, full disclosure.
It's 2 silver, 4 copper.
Okay. 2 silver, 4 copper.
2, 4.
So that's what? 15 gold I already spent, and now here, 15 silver plus 2. So 17 silver and 4 copper I will pay.
All right. You cool. do so.
Tick. Done?
Right.
Done for cold weather?
It's done for outfitters. We are checky-offy on that. We have checky-offy town hall. Mm-hmm. We have a pending god checky-offy. The last thing I need to acquire is a sled for the following day. Can I probably, about that baby Bjorn?
You can make that out of the. You can make that out of the furs that you've got. You don't need to spend extra to get a specific.
You want one of those cloth goggles? You can just tie you on up.
You want a good baby Bjorn. You don't want to hurt the baby.
Well, if you want a good baby born, you go Bjorn. You're going to the outfitters, well, I suppose.
Right, right. Yeah. We cannot afford single goggle.
Money's too tight for baby
the
Bjorn.
Good outfitters, we cannot afford the expensive baby Bjorn.
You can do one of those long scarves that turn into a wrap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can baby wear. You can. It's not.
I'm gonna get swaddled. This is great.
Yeah,
yes.
We are not. Yeah, we are switching from like bougie middle class parent baby Bjorn to crunchy granola baby wrapping. Yeah. Yes. But like equally good in certain ways. Both acquire like achieve. Teapot's ultimate goal, which is not allowing hot lungs to have agency.
Yes, you really need to. Yeah, it's the best thing we should do. Right.
Yep. So, this is acquired sled.
It's happening.
Too many treats. Maybe little treat. I could have a little treat.
Ooh. Oh, no. Marvin!
Yes?
Do you have anything for... Actually, a con saving throw would prevent this from happening, period. But Marvin, do you have anything for a perception check?
For a perception check? Like to help out with the
Or inside check, actually, I guess. Either I would allow.
Oh, I think at this point, maybe near a fire, because I reckon I've gone from too hot to too cold.
And now it's pure liquid.
It's going to go on the fire.
Pure wine bile.
Could I say that I have a bardic inspiration over to Hot Long's way? Of just helping him out, showing him what a good job is like.
Is bardic inspiration a D6 or a D8 for you right now?
For me, I believe it's a D8. Let me just verify.
No worries.
It's one D8 and for 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. I'll say.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll say, Hot Longs, that you, rather than just stopping this from making you bath, you are still going to bath, but you're going to bath, like, maybe even to the fire is not a bad place, because that's... You don't need to clean that up.
Can I vomit in my mouth?
Uh-huh. And then swallow. I know that, yeah. You can do that, sure.
Thank you.
Oh, so I can't stop you from eating it?
Nah. That's the penalty.
All right. Well.
Just a little bit coming out of your nose.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Just the cut. Yeah, he's like, well, I've had too many treats. And then like a monk is like, hey, no, you've done a good job. It's like, it would be rude.
Yeah. So, teapot, you have collected all of the equipment. You are free to return to the church.
Right. Okay. Ooh. Teapot will put sled on tomorrow duties and will head back to church to do a stupid God offering.
Okay. The three of you spend a long time cleaning the church from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And then you can, if you want, you can actually stay at the church overnight. or you can go back to the Draken Toth to stay the night there if you want.
Well, staying here, is that free?
Yeah, that's staying here is free. Yeah,
free sounds great given what Teapot just went through. And also, do we feel blessed when we're done?
Right, like, do we get a certificate? Do we get the coupon?
You feel tired when you're done. That's okay.
Okay.
Have they told us to stop?
At a certain point, you have just done everything that there is possible to do. The place is spotless, doesn't need to be swept, doesn't need to be polished. Yeah. Everything's done.
So they have told us?
Well, there's just like I guess it's more of an understanding.
I'll keep going.
Okay. Well, the two of you are aware that you're done.
Right.
We done?
Teapot is deeply resentful of this place. So
I get treat. Eyes darting.
Well, I believe we are done. I am pretty hungry after all that. Maybe we can go back to the Draken Toth, you said it was?
Right. Draken Host Tavern.
Okay, Draken Host.
Draken Toth Tavern.
Yeah, we can go back there. And
the host club. We missed all of the young guys coming around to date us.
go have some treats, as you would so put it. And
I've started running.
Hold. Yeah, Teapot, shall we?
Teapot, in the time after cleaning, has been taking like rags and other materials and is just looking at Hotline and kind of measuring and like thinking about Mangle and like we tie there. They are in the process of making baby Bjorn sling.
Right. Okay. So you're going back to the tavern.
Back to the tavern where the free food. Like they it's let not him.
Technically free. So
they just tavern to eat, back here to sleep is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, they never charged us for Hot Long's egg.
No, yeah, that was complimentary, but it's not free food. It's the guy felt sorry for you.
Right, but that understanding has not hit us yet. Now we are actually extra pathetic because we have had like visible wounds and now we are super tired and dirty from cleaning and we look even more pathetic. So
for someone who, but earlier today, was inspecting their food for poison, you are remarkably good at accepting the charity of others.
Yeah. Teapot has also had a very trying day.
Sure.
Also, was not poisoned. Proven by not dead.
Sure.
Although, Hotlog very sick.
Slow acting.
Hotlog sick, maybe.
Well, Teapot, we can also, I mean, we are both bards. We both entertain? Question mark for you?
Teapot is always entertaining.
Question mark still stands. Shall we maybe put on a little bit of a show or some limericks or songs or...
Teapot can perform for money if needed.
we can both perform.
What was that?
We can both perform.
Beautiful chant from the big Goliath.
The Jonton.
Jonton.
Jonton. And when you return, a bunch of the people who were there previously are there. When you come back in, they immediately start chanting it again.
Excellent.
Jonton. Jonton.
As I'm kind of like running towards the tavern, it is Jonton. 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 Burst in. Jonton.
Jonton.
And I leap at them and continue drinking, eating, and
okay, right. Sure.
Because in, like, previous experience, like, they didn't ask us for money the first time. They just let him be, like, a little pet boy. So.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, is my lap still there?
No, he's moved on.
Is there a new lap for me?
Is there, sure, a new lap. Yeah, you're sitting in the lap of a dwarf now.
Yay.
He looks remarkably similar. Not remarkable. Wow. He's obviously the same type of dwarf that ran the general store. He's got that heavy, thick fur all over his body.
Better believe I'm borrowing into that. Ah, it's going to look like a furry kobold. Enjoy coming into that scene.
And me being a tragedy bard, and given how everything has gone so far, I just recount people of the tale of what we've done so far. Because that is technically tragedy, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah.
You do an excellent, a remarkable tale of recounting your day. The people listening commiserate along with you. They're They like laugh in the right places anytime there's like a edge of dark humor. They gasp with shock as each of you, as you recount how each of you were absolutely destroyed by that priest. Some of them even are like, yes, yes, me too. He's quick. He's faster than you think. Mm-hmm. Strength of the gods or whatever. Yeah, and then at the end, you get a round of applause, a standing ovation.
That was me. I ate the vomit.
He did eat the vomit. That is true. I tried real hard.
Your friend is strange. He looks like a kobold, but acts as a dog.
Friend is a strong word. I'm going to be honest. I'm not quite sure what he
does. Oh, sorry. Pet. Your pet is strange.
More accurate?
He acts like a normal dog, but looks as a kobold.
I'm nodding. Like,
What do you do?
I travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find things.
All right, that's helpful.
Fight things.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. That's
eat it. Things.
Yes.
Sniff things.
Yep.
Find things.
I think we did that. Yeah.
Eat things?
Did that too. Okay, I think we've hit the list and have gone back in circles.
Scratch things. Sometimes I'm things.
Sometimes you're things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am the thing that gets scratched.
Oh, yeah, I understand. We
companionship.
Did that. Well, that's actually a very sweet and heartening thing to hear.
I'm going to curl up to my good friend Marvin.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is also what you do, I guess, and this is nice. Mm. This is nice.
Very much. I've formed a bond.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Teapot. Thank you for trekking around, grabbing all the stuff that we needed. I'll give you some gold towards it because whatever, I give you 33% of my gold, so I give you one.
He about to takes it.
Tough Holt comes over. Mm-hmm. How was acquiring what you needed?
Teapot will kind of look at them and say, we've got mixed results. Success.
Right. You got, he gestures to all three of you. You got the blessing that you needed.
Blessing
I can see.
Acquired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see. It looks like a liberal application of elbow grease to the three of you.
Is it supposed to feel different? Because I just feel tired.
No, it. There is no blessing. You misunderstand. The blessing does not confer a power upon you. It more removes a curse, is a better way of looking at it. Should you have left town without the blessing, you would have encountered all manner of hostile creatures. The weather would have turned against you immediately.
And now it's just smooth sailing?
Well, no dangers other than those that would seek you normally.
Right.
I
like monsters or storms.
Yes.
There are many creatures that haunt this place.
I've started purring and kneading Marvin's belly.
Okay.
I pat you and give you a little distended belly rub.
It's going down a bit.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah. It's
this
a little
this is why I was so confused when you first I thought you were a baby dragonborn because you were not acting like a normal kobold, he says, gesturing to Hot Monks.
Thibaut cannot blame you on this. That one's weird, too.
I'm shaking my head.
Where we are from, you are the weird one.
Start nodding.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mutual weirdness accepted. Thibaut is very tired at this point.
If you want, you can stay the night here, but you must sleep on the couch.
That is acceptable.
He nods.
What seemed better, sleeping here or sleeping at the chapel area?
Sleeping here, you'll have... definitely sleeping here.
Okay.
Definitely more comfortable. Yeah. Even on the couch here, definitely more comfortable.
Okay.
Provided it's probably going to stay noisy for a while. So provided you can cop that, it's definitely more comfortable here.
Considering...
already asleep.
Exactly. Yeah. Considering where Hot Lungs is, and then, like when a cat is sleeping on you, you're like, I don't want to...
You should sleep as close to the fire as you can stand. I do not wish to... I do not wish to alarm you too much, but this might be the last warmth you feel.
Now you're speaking my language.
Mm. It's going to cost anything, by the by?
No, I would not charge you for the last warm fire on this earth.
Pathetic is working.
Should you find yourselves in an endless winter wasteland and see a castle made of ice in the snowlands, you have passed over into Lemminkainen's domain. He is the god of winter.
Oh, okay.
Should you find yourself in such a place, do not fear. You are already dead, he says. And then he goes off to serve some people.
All right, well, just we'll keep an eye out for it. I mean, why keep an eye out for the castle then? Because if we see it,
yeah, we're clearly hosts. If we see the castle, we are already fucked. But, you know, who knows? The gods here don't clean after themselves. And maybe ice castle is not whatever. It sounds delicious, actually. Lemon.
Simple superstition. Some people say if you want to go fight him, you go to castle. But don't go to castle. It's bad to go to castle.
I like the idea that you are entirely asleep. And this is the most, like, actual, like...
I start writing down what you
intelligible
say.
Intelligible thing that you have said, and you're just absolutely just like sleep talking, and it's like.
It's terrifying. I once knew my great great grandfather. He said he found the castle of the ice. Never go in. Never go in. Unless you want to fight him, then you go in, but don't go.
Never go in. Yeah, I'm going to put that into something at some point. I mean, what is outside that whole big winter except for just like an allegory of life, right? You just walk around, you just take
it. Thought he's going to go to sleep now.
You spend the night in the warmth of the fire.
It fully interrupts you just to be like, I'm done listening now.
You have a pleasant night's sleep in the tavern. You wake up on the 2nd of Jule fast. You have 10 days. To reach your destination, because you're meeting them on the 12th of Jule fast. And the more I often, when I make up names and whatnot, not that anything's made up, this is very real. Mm-hmm. But when I'm creating, birthing, if you will, names for Dungeons & Dragons World, when they're coming out of my... let's not go too much into this. All right.
When your two brain cells meet in a bar,
I was
going to
get real explicit on birthing. Anyway,
your mouth channel.
Yeah. I don't often say these words out loud.
Your word canal.
Yeah, my word canal. Yeah, my wussy, if you will.
So the D&D is crowning.
Yeah, the dungeon. When the words are crowning, yeah. I'm never saying them out loud.
Correct.
I'm too busy screaming and holding my husband's hand.
Yeah.
So I never really pay attention to how they say or how they sound. Sorry, when they are said. Uh-huh. So now that I've been saying Jule fast a lot, I'm just kind of thinking about how Jule is a vape.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Is that what
like,
everyone else is thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking a gem.
Yeah,
a precious gem.
Oh, Jule. So
But I'm guessing it's like, was there also a
it's
mint?
Spelt, sorry?
Was there also a mint, like a Jule mint? Or am I thinking
they have
Jule?
Different flavors.
Mint julep. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I might be just thinking of a mint julep.
Oh, yes, you might be thinking of a mint julep. Yeah.
Honestly, though, with the way that this has been going, having just the vape, J-U-U-L, seems thematically correct for this group.
What do you mean thematically correct?
For this group.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. See, my connotations with vape is that it's just a little bit not as cool as smoking a cigarette.
No, it's super cool now because the kids do it.
Yeah.
Super cool.
No, thank you.
Just not being cool is...
Yeah. Let's stop before I go back to that habit.
Right. This has been an ad for Camel's cigarettes. Smoke up, kid.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them.
Anyway. You wake up. It's the 2nd of Jule fast.
Hot Lungs has a craving he hasn't felt in years.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.